This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show with your host, Ed Raymer, on your Good Neighbor Station, News Radio, WGNS.
Okay. All right. And that's a little rock and roll to kick you off this Sunday evening. Edwin Lee Raymer Show. I'm Ed Raymer, your host. This show's produced at the studios at WGNS AM 1450, 100.5, 101.9 FM, right here in the heart of the great volunteer state, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Now, you can reach us tonight with your questions and comments or thoughts at 615. You can reach me, 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. And you can also just, if you're a little too shy or don't want to put your voice on the air, you can send me a text to that number. Now, don't write me a love letter, just a line or two about what you want to talk about or what you'd like to hear, and Connor will be able to read it over there. He'll give it to me and I'll read it, whatever, and we'll talk about it. Okay, I want all of you to call in because I'm going to need some help tonight. I'm going it alone, like I said. Now, you can watch me on Facebook Live. Okay. Watch me on YouTube. We're on YouTube, News Radio WGNS. The Edwin Lee Raymer Show. You can catch all our shows we've done there for about the last 3 years. And you can also download the WGNS app and take WGNS with you. And wherever you go and listen whenever you wish. Angela Bingham was here. She was just outside. Had a fine show, I'm sure. I didn't get here tonight. Always great guests and just wonderful people. And she's doing, her and Angie Marie and all the rest Taylor are doing a great job with that broadcast. It's more faith-based, and they are just, I mean, they're knocking it out of the park. And I wish them nothing but the best. I really do. And always, because these are good people and wonderful guests they have on and helping this community. And with that, Connor's on the board. I thank you. Thank you for tuning in. I'd like to hear what you have. You know, of everything that's going on, and some of you are watching. My wife, by the way, listens on Alexa. If you'd like to tune in that way, you can. If you have Alexa around you. You know, and excuse me, I'm getting a sip of coffee. We've got some stuff pulled up we're going to play for you, okay? But of everything that's going on, I pull up the paper, the Sunday paper. Our son was good enough. He came over early and brought it in. All they want to talk about is the football schedule. This is the home schedule for the Tennessee Titans. And we don't have anything for MTSU yet. I don't guess, do we? I don't know. Haven't seen anything. Okay. And it starts August 22nd. Preseason game, and they will play the Minnesota Vikings. It's unbelievable. Each of these teams, I heard a report once. I was listening to an interview on PBS. I was headed home from a meeting I'd been to, and I listened to a lot of PBS. And each NFL franchise is worth, at that time, this is just a couple of months ago, is worth approximately, more or less, $5 billion. $5 billion, that's illion with a B. That's a bunch of money, folks. That's a bunch of money. I think I could run one of those enterprises from my living room in my easy chair. It pretty well runs itself. You just sit back and keep your mouth shut. Let your coaches do what they do and let your managers do what they do. It's unbelievable. So we're going to be getting into that August, whatever. We're in the middle of May here already. Today's, what, 18th? We got June, July, and then we get into August. And then, of course, we get into college football. The Vols, the Raiders here, MTSU, excuse me, Vanderbilt folks, no nasty mail, please. I made a mistake. The Commodores in Nashville. And, you know, all of that. So, anyway, With that said, Andy Ogles has decided that Mayor Freddie O'Connell down in Nashville ought to be investigated. I'm going to read you a bit of this. It's out of the Tennessean today, okay? I want you to hear this. It's utterly ridiculous. Now, this is from Austin Hornbostel of the Nashville Tennessean and USA Today Network here in Tennessee. Ogles says that Mayor O'Connell obstructed ICE during agency's recent activities. They had rounded up, I think, about 196 people. I think. Who knows? Representative Ogles called on two congressional committees, to investigate Mayor Freddie O'Connell, Nashville mayor, and other city officials over what he called, quote, their repeated efforts to obstruct lawful ICE operations. Ogles, who represents Tennessee's 5th District, I'm sure they're proud of that, made that ask following an exchange with Homeland Security Kristi Noem as part of the May 14th Department of Homeland Security briefing on Capitol Hill. In an accompanying newsletter following the briefing, Ogles claimed that O'Connell was, quote, blatantly obstructing U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials who recently completed a week-long operation in Nashville, resulting in the arrest of nearly 200 immigrants. He said, I think the exact number was 196. Ogles requested both the House Judiciary Committee and Homeland Security Committee open investigations into O'Connell and other city officials. O'Connell's been outspoken about the arrests since they began May 3rd, has repeatedly called for the Department of Homeland Defense to release the names and charges of those who have been detained in Nashville. I think that's reasonable. With the problems that Representative Ogles has had just with finances alone, I think he'd better be careful what he's doing. You're messing with a fella he's been around the block a time or two, Mayor O'Connell has, okay? And I'm going to leave it there for now. He will not run and hide. And if I were you, Representative Ogles, I'd be going on and worry about troubles with your own president that you love so much, Donald Trump. As far as, you know, testimony from, or any briefing from Kristi Noem, well, I'll have no comment there. I don't know the lady. Is she the one that killed her dog?
I don't know.
One of them, you know, Connor, you don't keep up with all that, do you? That's a good boy. You're smart. Yeah, she's one, I think. I'm not sure. I won't say that. One of them killed their dog. One of them, I think, drunk on. He likes people like that. But anyway, you know, Ogles went on to say in a newsletter, quote, Mayor Freddie O'Connell is blatantly obstructing ICE officials. By ordering city officials to monitor and potentially sabotage ICE operations, he has crossed a dangerous line, using the power of government to shield criminal illegal aliens from the law. No more than what your man Trump has. I'll leave that at that. What about it, Trumpers? Give me a call. I'd like to hear your defense of this guy, because I know you're going to defend Ogles. He certainly needs some defending. Okay. All right. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go to our first break right now. Let's go to our first break if we could. And I know we have a caller on the line. Caller, please hang with us. We're going to go to our first set of breaks and be back with you right after this. This is the Edmund Lee Raymer Show. I'm Ed Raymer, your host. Back with you right after these good words. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to Jay Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's Jay Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone. Scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to Jay Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's Jay Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Getting the lead out. This is Soundbites, and I'm Alan Davidson. Got an old house? Chances are there's lead paint and pipes. Collect ceramics or decorated glassware, or have old toys in the attic. They often contain lead. Researcher Lukas Heimbrecht has a fast, easy, and inexpensive solution. His Lumetallic system uses UV light and his special spray to make lead very visible.
We've tested hundreds of materials, performed thousands, if not hundred thousands, of tests on different materials, and it really reacts only and exclusively with lead. It cannot light up with anything else.
Spray the object and turn on the UV light. If you see a bright green glow, there's lead. Get it online or at lumetallix.com. With Soundbites, I'm Alan Davidson for CBS News.
I'm Larry Magid with the Connect Safely Report. A survey about teens and mental health from the Pew Research Center found that teens are growing more wary of social media for their peers. It said that roughly half of teens, 48%, say the sites have a mostly negative effect on people their age, which is up from 32% in 2022. But fewer, only 14%, think they negatively affect them personally. Whatever the percentage, it's clear that many teens do think that social media is having a negative impact on mental health. But, says Connect Safely Education Director Carrie Gallagher,
the good news is that teens report the people they're most comfortable talking to about their mental health is their parents.
And parents are more likely to be worried than teens. You'll find links to Carrie's post and the Pew study at connectsafely.org/radio. With the Connect Safely report, I'm Larry Magid for CBS News.
And we are back. Thank you. Sorry to our caller. I had to get refueled on coffee. That's not Connor's fault. It's mine. Anything that happens here is my fault. I take blame for it. I've got a caller online. Caller, go ahead. You're on. Go.
Hey, you don't need any fuel. You know, but you don't need no coffee.
You think I'm good looking enough?
You don't need any energy, do you?
I'll take all the energy I can get. You know.
You read the paper and get mad enough, God damn
it. Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you. Hey, I guess, Jeff, this is Jeff, right? Yeah, I recognize your voice. But now, Jeff, I take it you've heard about President Biden today.
Yeah, I sent you. I didn't know if you saw it. Yeah, I did. Did hear about it, and they say that it is something, sounds like it's something that's treatable, that they can treat a lot of these going through treatment. What I understand.
I'm sure he'll receive the best of care. And my wife, now, I have not heard anything. I do know that President Trump did send a very nice message, put one out on his Truth Social, and I'm very appreciative of that.
All I do know is what I read about Biden is they said that, I guess he went to his doctor or something, and they found some kind of, not even having symptoms of some type, and he went to the doctor and they found a nodule. That's when they confirmed that he actually had it.
Well, the wife told me it was a very aggressive form of prostate. Now, I do have some personal experience with that because I had my prostate taken out about, 12, 13 years. I can't remember. It's been longer than that. Yeah. About 15 years ago now, I think. Yeah. Goodness gracious. So
they said it's pretty good, but it sounds like what I was reading, what I heard on TV, it sounds like it's something they can actually get in there and treat. They're just going over what options they want or whatever they're going to these policy positions.
Well, any president or former president, I'm sure, receives the very best and latest in medical care. So I'm not worried about that end of it. But I would just hope that a man...
Here the Republicans, the last 4 years, we just kept him. He wasn't in no care at all. Dementia. That's why I believe what Trump says. He can put always what he wants on Truth Social, false, is what he wants to do. I don't want to hear his message. I mean, I'm sick of it. I want to hear this mess. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't believe anything he says.
I can appreciate that.
He slammed Biden for 4 years. The whole right wing media, the Fox Newses, all them. He's in decline. He's got dementia. So now he's out and got cancer. Now you're gonna feel sorry for him? Come on, Evan Lee.
Well, you're right, and I'm just trying to put the best face on it. I think you can understand that.
I hope he's okay and everything, but come on.
I know.
You tell me that Fox News is going to be all feel sorry for him and all this. I mean, you think Sean Hannity feels sorry for him?
Well, you're right. Yeah, I know.
Come on. Him and Mark Levin, I mean, Laura Ingraham. Come on. Now, let's be real. Let's just get real. Let's call a spade a spade.
Well, you're exactly right, and, I have guests that will not even look my way because they're scared to death when I ask them to come on.
you're the Fia Williams of Rutherford County. You come after them. They don't want to see you like Fia Williams. You chase them down, but they don't want to talk to you.
Well, I thank you. I'll take that as a compliment. And you can call Phil and tell.
I would too. I'm just saying. I mean, I don't believe anything. I don't believe anything comes out of Mud President Trump. I'll be honest with you. I just don't. I mean, I don't want to hear this.
Well, CNN had a thing on this about 4 days ago. And I'm going to have Connor pulled up here later. I won't get into it. Now, we've got two or three things loaded up already that showed his business interest in the Saudi Arabia area over there. And there's like 7 or 8 major development, major things that are happening. And coincidentally, this past week, he's been over there visiting all of them. What it means is we're paying for his business trips.
We're paying. We're paying when he plays golf, when he does whatever he does.
So yeah, and provide his security and everything.
That's where we're paying all the other bits. And that jet from Qatar was $400 million that he's going to use for Air Force One.
Well, and here's the thing, too. I said for a long time, and especially in my 30s, what this country needs, and I think I've said this to you before, what this country needs is a good businessman, okay? Well, that might have been true to get a good businessman. He's got to have some scruples about him, and be honest as well.
Well, we don't have that.
I know.
We don't have that.
Any president has always put their private affairs into a blind trust, and someone manages them, not of their family, as I understand. And I mean, for goodness sakes, even President Kennedy back in the early '60s, had no. you know, and I know times change, and I know things change. I understand that, but this is getting, this thing has gotten out of hand. This
is... I did want to say a couple of things just real quick. Well, what about Mr. Cassidy this week? Cassidy did a little of that trial over with it. And also, I was a local thing, just real quick. I know you saw this. What do you think about the bus drivers? They said they settled it. They're going to give them $4,000 for the bus insurance. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard a little something about that, and I've spoken with one of the drivers.
What they're wanting to do is they were going to give them a 24% increase. They said they'd give them $4,000 stipend for the insurance. Can you hear me?
Right, I got you.
The insurance, but some of them said they're not going to sign it. They said the $4,000 in it. They're not going to sign the contract, they say.
You know, I have no idea what that type of insurance policy would run. I would imagine it's pretty steep when I was into that end of insurance and having to have all that years ago. It was doing nothing every year but just going up.
Exactly. And I mean, that's what they did negotiate a contract. How many of them signed it, I don't know. I'm just saying that's what they basically have settled with, and that's what they decided to do there. So,
well, I would hope we'd find out later on this week, but I know.
I hope we find out that sometime in June, how many bus drivers signed the actual contract. That's what we need to find out.
Well, and here's the thing, too. To get through the end of this school year, which is a couple more weeks, is that what it is? Yeah, and I know, don't some of the drivers take independent things with ball teams and things like that?
Sometimes they use them around.
Right, and that's fine. You know, that's fine.
We got spring clean coming up, I know.
Oh, yeah,
Schools around the state, they'll be coming down here, buses, whatever, trying to get in and hotels.
I had a conversation this week with a man, his daughter. It looks as if they're going to be winding up in the spring fling thing, and this is, you know, as you well know, you've covered this. The spring fling has turned into a big deal.
Oh, you better play. But we can't don't want to lose this thing. I'm telling you, right, it's a big, but it's a conference. Our economy, it's a huge deal. And it's 4 days. It's people staying here. It's probably, you know, I don't know how many thousands, athletes, parents, grandparents, hotels, restaurants. They're going to be playing now. You try to get your hotel room. Go to the hotel room. You can get your hotel room. You can get one.
Well, and I think we're even at a crossroads here where, and I'm not, now I have nothing to back this up, and Connor would know more about this than me, okay? But we may be at a point where WGNS would work in, and they're doing it with ball games now, but cover this thing and put it on, for example, YouTube.
Oh, yeah, well, the thing about it is there's certain things to us to play that, and they just don't think they can do that. But now they do have a thing. I'll tell you a little bit about this. They've done the last series. It's called Spring Fling HQ.
Right.
And what they do is when they're not on the air with ball games, which this year we've got three baseball teams and two softball teams in the tournament.
Right.
What they'll be covering. And we've got a soccer team playing into their part two tonight. But when they don't have games on, it's called Spring Fling HQ. So what they do, they'll have a couple people. And what they do is they like, if people's riding around town, say they're going from venue to venue, they'll give you updates on scores, right, what's going on, at what school, whatever. Baseball, softball, whatever's going on, they'll give you the update. They'll have guests on. They'll talk to different people, things of that nature. Now, I know it'll just be on when they're not. I think it's after, I'm not sure.
Sure,
at what
sure.
time, it's when they don't have, because I know Tuesday they're going to have they might have one or two ball games on. I'm not sure, but I don't know that usually when everything gets started with the baseball and softball, it ends on Friday. Friday's when it is the finals of the baseball and the softball, because they're both on Middle Tennessee's campus. The recent field hosts the baseball games and the softball field hosts the softball games.
Well, I know it has turned into a huge entity. There's no doubt about it.
It's 32 years, and no other state does, but Tennessee does. No other does.
Now, where are these games? What does the spring fling involve? Just mainly, is it softball?
It's all your spring sports. It's baseball, softball, men's soccer, which is at the conference.
Soccer, okay,
track and field and tennis.
Great day. You're talking about some serious money, man.
They've got a complex that, which is the old board. And then track and field, it's at the Dean Hayes. That's track and college.
Oh yeah, yeah, somewhere. Yeah. Coach Hayes,
and,
yeah.
You talk about track now. I've been to the state track here and other places. You talk about attendance that thing. Look out now. They got it'll be one side of the state that it'll be full.
Oh yeah.
This weekend. This weekend they had the Conference USA Championships this weekend. Bill Tennessee. Friday said tonight's the finals. John Sherman's running tonight. He's from Laverne High School. Runs at North Tennessee. He runs 100 meters, qualified for the finals, 10.06 seconds.
Great.
He was in the last Olympics. I forget what came when you had what other country. He was running more by 100.
Jeff, he's nearly. I'm gonna tell you something.
He's one of the top sprinters in the country. Went to Laverne High School, one of the top sprinters.
Listen, I'm telling you, he's nearly as fast as I am.
It takes you 10 days.
It takes me 10 minutes just to get down the stairs. If we get in that new station.
Exactly. Well, one final thing brought you to go here. I'm working on a book about beer. You know that?
About beer?
Yeah, but I'm on my fourth draft.
Jeff, it's time to go. If you're on that meeting, we're going to get out of here.
I'll talk about you later. I'll join you show.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate you. Jeff Neal. He's on his fourth draft. Wow. Okay, we don't want to get in. Jeff has supported this show. Jeff Neal supports this station. He's a citizen here in Murfreesboro, a citizen of Rutherford County, and he supports our local high schools. He works for a couple of papers, or has, I don't know, off and on. And, you know, we need to sit down sometime and just have a cup of coffee. We don't even get a chance to do that. The ladies are gonna, they've been here, Angela and Angie Renee, they've been out there making their war plans. I'm sure they're coming up. They're plotting against me, and I know they are. I'm sure they are. Yeah, and I'll tell you, it's been some week. Now I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to shift gears. Thanks again, Jeff. Appreciate you so much, and for keeping me up to date too. And by the way, I had spoken with one of our county bus drivers, and I didn't hear back from them. I'm guessing that they're trying to reach an agreement on the current thing, and I'm not going to get involved in that. I do know they were asking, I think, for a 35% increase in pay. Certainly do an increase. Now, how much, I won't get into that. But those buses are not cheap. Let me tell you, a bus, I'm getting older and I remember the good old days, and that's great. But these are the good old days, don't get me wrong, but the good old days are expensive, okay? And I'm sure, I'm saying $250,000 won't come close to even touching some of these buses. Just even a stripped down bus, I think, seemed like a fellow told me around $200,000, but I'll stand corrected on that because I don't know, okay? But I know it's a serious investment and it's a serious business, you know, and it didn't. Of course, nothing used to be that way, but it is now. Okay, we're going to play something for you. Connor has pulled up for me. Bruce Springsteen made some comments, and I'm going to play them for you. I think he was doing a show, I think, in the United Kingdom,
Manchester, UK.
Okay. And Connor, if you go ahead and do that, we're going to play that. I want you to listen to this. This is Bruce Springsteen.
In my home, the America I love, the America I've written about, that has been a beacon of hope and liberty for 250 years, is currently in the hands of a corrupt, incompetent, and treasonous administration. In America, they are persecuting people for using their right to free speech and voicing their dissent. This is happening now. In America, the richest men are taking satisfaction in abandoning the world's poorest children to sickness and death. This is happening now. In my country, They're taking sadistic pleasure in the pain that they inflict on loyal American workers. They're rolling back historic civil rights legislation that led to a more just and plural society. They're abandoning our great allies and siding with dictators against those struggling for their freedom. A majority of our elected representatives have failed to protect the American people from the abuses of an unfit president and a rogue government. They have no concern or idea of what it means to be deeply American. The America that I've sung to you about for 50 years is real, and regardless of its faults, is a great country with a great people. So we'll survive this moment.
Thank you. Is that all?
Yes, that's
all. Okay. Thank you, Connor. I'm going to play you a song now that Bruce Springsteen did years ago. And it's one of my favorites that he does. This was done live. Where is this?
Portugal.
In Portugal. Take a listen to this, because I believe in this country, and I know many of you do too. Take a listen to this. This is Promised Land by Bruce Springsteen.
Thank you.
That is the great Bruce Springsteen, wonderful son of New Jersey. And, you know, I had Nadine, I was lucky enough. AJ, I know you're online. I'll be with you in just a minute. Hang tight. AJ White's waiting to come on. I wanted to tell you, you might, I don't know if you listen when AJ, when you listen when Nadine Strossen was on. I was lucky enough. Frank and Carrie Lambert set me up with an interview from her. I've been grateful to them ever since. And I played this song. I had to play it, and she'd heard it 1,000 times, I'm sure. Nadine by Chuck Berry. And Bruce Springsteen. I told him, you can go back and listen to the broadcast, but I said, there's a man that said, in the line, there's a coffee-colored Cadillac Coupe de Ville. And Bruce Springsteen said, you're talking about listening to Chuck Berry. He was talking about his music. And he said, you know, I've never seen a coffee-colored Cadillac. Said, but when I see one, I'll know now what it is. And it came from Bruce Springsteen. A.J. White's on the line. A.J., what's on your mind, my friend?
I just called in. I was watching you on YouTube.
Yes, sir.
When you started playing the Bruce Springsteen song, there was no sound, and I just called in to let you know there was no sound.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not aware of that. I didn't know
yeah,
that didn't play.
Your sidekick said that it has something to do with copyright, and that if I was listening on the radio, I could hear the song.
Right.
But if you're watching on YouTube, you can't hear it.
Over the radio. Because YouTube will copyright strike and they'll take down our channel.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So my goodness, I did not know that.
It, not.
Okay. Well, so you learn something every day. Arnold,
yes,
how are you doing? How are you getting along?
Pretty good. It was a beautiful day today.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
We're supposed to be getting some more bad weather here in the next couple of days. I hope and pray we can avoid any damage from, tornadoes or hail or anything.
You know, I saw the video of some of from my native state of Kentucky over the weekend, and there's places up there just splinters that
yeah.
were left where those tornadoes touched down. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, on the news tonight, if I heard it correctly, they said in St. Louis there were 5,000 buildings that were damaged from the tornadoes.
5,000?
That's what I thought they said, but that
great,
surely
great.
Doesn't sound right.
That's well, nowadays, I got to tell you, if it hits the right, I mean, you know, that's a lot of structures. They could be talking about structures altogether, residential and commercial.
Yeah.
I would not, whoever said it, I'd take their word for it if they're a news media, that, you know, the reputable people. But I'm sure it's a bunch because,
yeah.
you know, how are you doing? Now,
pretty
you're
good.
On a book. You're still writing?
Well, I'm still promoting the book I wrote. I don't think I'm going to try to write another one. I'm just going to try to get this one out as much as possible.
Now, give me the name of that book, please, once again. Please give it to me.
The title is Divine 9/11 Intervention, A True Story.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to shorten it. The original title was kind of long. Folks told me that's way too long for a title. And it was Epiphany at Juncture, Nostra, 1999, Damas, 9/11-1, and then Love, God is Love. And
right.
I kept that as the subtitle because I wrote the book around those words, that structure.
Right, okay.
But, I'm just trying to help as best I can.
Well, it's appreciated.
I ran across a quote by Al Gore a few months ago that just impressed me a lot. He's a very intelligent person.
Yes, he is. That he is.
Oh, extremely. And his quote goes, we must solve the crisis of democracy before we can begin to solve the crisis of climate change.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's exactly right. And
everything up.
Yeah, and you know, it's amazing how many of these politicians, they get into office after they've collected on their money to get there. Yeah. And I've got one on YouTube people should pull up and watch called The Oligarchy, How Did We Get Here?
Yeah.
And one lady ran for Congress, and in 2014, it may have been 2004, I think it was 2014, she spent $450,000. Today, there's no telling what the, it's got to be $1.5 million.
Yeah.
It's got to be at least that. But here's the thing. A congressional seat, there's a 90-something plus percent, you know, re-election rate.
Yep.
So for a company to invest in a congressman in a congressional district, that's the best, one of the best investments they can have.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately, you know.
Money seems to be the cause of 99% of the problems on this planet.
It is.
World.
Yeah. Too much of it or too little of it?
Both.
It, yeah, that's right. I've, you know, it's like people have always told me in a marriage, you know, what about money? I've never seen money cause a problem in a marriage unless there was too little of it or too much of it.
Yeah.
And that's when you get too much, you can have even bigger problems if you have too little.
Yeah.
You know, I'm telling you. AJ, I'm going to play something here. You may have already seen this. This is with a retired general that worked in the Department of Defense. It's an interview he did with Fareed Zakaria on CNN. And we're going to play this and take a listen. Okay. I'll tell you what. Thanks for calling. I appreciate you. Stay with me. And, you can hang up now. If you got anything else?
No, I'm done.
All right.
You have a very good night.
Same to you, sir. Thank you.
Right.
I appreciate it. Arnold White. And if you would, Connor, please play that.
My next guest wants to start a national conversation on an issue that he believes is plaguing America today, the erosion of character. General Stanley McChrystal is a retired four-star general of the U.S. Army and a former commander of the U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan. He also led the military's premier special forces at the height of the global war on terror. McChrystal has a new book called On Character, Choices That Define a Life. Stan McChrystal, welcome back.
It's great to see you, Fareed. Thanks for having me.
You've written a book about character. You endorsed Kamala Harris. One has to draw from that conclusion that you thought Donald Trump was deficient in character. Explain why.
Yeah. First, I'd say that I've concluded that my character is the most important thing about me. It's the essence of who I am, and I think that's true of everyone. And I think it's the essence of leaders. And so when I think about any leader, whether it's a CEO of a company or leader of a school or president of the United States, to me, the most important aspect is character, because we'll never be able to predict what crises emerge, you know, the unexpected, but we will know whether we can trust that person and their judgment. In the last election, I looked as closely as I could, and we had two people who were relatively known entities. One had been vice president, one had been president. And I made the decision that character was the number one criteria for me. I actually didn't agree with the politics or the policies completely of either side, much more in the center. But I judged that Vice President Harris had better character that I thought I could trust more.
Explain that to people who support President Trump. And I think a lot of them would say, look, we get it. He's not a perfect person. He's imperfect. He's, you know, there are a lot of flaws there. Yeah. But he is a warrior for our cause. And, you know, if he breaks a lot of stuff and speaks in foul ways, that's okay. But for you, character is deeper than that, right?
It is. And I would not say someone's wrong for supporting President Trump. I can understand, because on many of the issues, he hits things that are important to people. And so that resonates. What I would caution is when things get most difficult in periods of combat that I had in my years in the service or in other parts of my life, you sort of lay bare what's inside a person. And when I look at President Trump's track record, I find that there is less character than I am comfortable in someone as the President of the United States. I actually think that in those very difficult moments of crisis, I can have much less confidence in the way he will react than I could in in the case of Vice President Harris, potentially someone else.
When you see countries like Canada, Denmark, that have contributed and fought in almost every American war, and you see Washington essentially kind of picking fights with them, do you think it erodes the trust that you need to work for the next war when they need, you know, will they be on board?
Yeah. I've never seen a friend or an ally get better because we criticize them publicly. And if I think how I react when someone criticizes me or the United States publicly, I resent it. I stood on the battlefield with Canadian soldiers, buried them, met families of Canadian fallen. And I think it's wrong of us not to treat them with the respect that they deserve anyway, but they've also earned through common sacrifice with us. So I just think it's not a smart move, and I don't think it's morally the right move either.
You talk in your book about how you worry that looking squarely at the issue of character and talking about it, and talking about how you may have leaders at the top who lack that character, has been something, in your experience, a lot of people at the higher echelons of society, military leaders, business leaders, don't want to talk about because they worry it'll get them into trouble. What's your message to them?
Yeah, my message to everyone is we've let character erode. We have normalized some behavior that has always occurred to some extent, but now we watch a politician look into a camera or look into people's faces and say something they know is untrue. And they know, we know it's untrue. But we have this strange agreement that we pretend it's okay because they're politicians. And then we see celebrities who act in a way that we'd never want our children or anybody to act, but we still buy their products, invest, we like them on social media. And so what we've allowed is the traditional norms of how people should behave, how we should treat each other, to become much weaker than they used to be. Now, the retort is there's always been people who do things, corruption and philandering and whatever we don't want. But the norms have been stronger than they are now. They've eroded more. And I would argue that it's critical for us to stop and start thinking about it. So I think that's the big challenge in front of us. And that's why I've talked about the need for a national conversation on character. I think we should just put it out there, and some people will be embarrassed to participate in it, and that's probably good.
I chose Wicks for...
Go ahead with your breaks. Go ahead. Let's just go ahead and do that.
Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry, if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Thank you, Connor. Connor's on the board and always doing a fine job. Thank you, Connor. Appreciate you. And folks, I want to tell you, thank you all for your continued support. Thank you, Arnold White, for you. Jeff Neal, thank you. I want to thank Jay Mullins Jewelers. Don't ever thank them enough. They have been with me just about since the beginning, and I appreciate it. I never take you for granted. Tim is doing just a great job, him and Michelle. Garrick's back in the back. You'll never get to see him, but he is such a talented man. And if you have some old jewelry laying around, some old rings that your parents had, I'm wearing one that my father had left, and they took it. And Dad told me years before he passed away, I said, what do you want to do with this? He said, do with it what you want. He said, I never did even wear it. I said, I never did even like the ring. And I said, okay, you know. And so after Dad had passed several years, I went and I had, this is a Masonic ring that I had made out of it. That's a Master Mason's ring. And along with three or four others that my wife had given me over the years. And Jeff was still with us then, and bless his heart, he's passed on now. But they can make anything you want. And I can just about guarantee you'll be satisfied. You'll be talked through all the entire process. If there's something they don't like, they'll make a mold out of it first, or, you know, and you may really know what you want. And they have certain things. You go online. Go to jmullinsjewelers.com, and you will find everything you need. And they're right here in Murfreesboro. They've been here. You know, I think you can hang your hat on them. They've been around for going on 100 years now, so I think they're going to be good. And Tim certainly has the experience to back that up, and doing a great job over there. And I thank them for their support. I really do. I wanted to leave you with this before I head out. I got to watch something on YouTube, and I know I mention YouTube all the time, but, you know, everything is out there, and it's good and bad. Don't get me wrong. But look this up if you get a chance. Grab a pencil, and you might remember this, but I doubt it. But you need to look this up. The oligarchy. It may be the American oligarchy. How did we get here? And, you know, like I think I said earlier, this lady ran, I think it was in 2014, may have been 2004, but I think it was 2014. She ran for congressional office, and by the time she was done, she won the race, but it was in excess of $450,000 to run that race. Today, there's no telling what it would be. Here we are 11 years later. There's no telling. So you'll learn a lot about what's going on. And I'm telling you, that's from YouTube. And they've got an entire series of things. Thank you, Connor, with that. With that, I'm going to get out of here. We're going to play a little news or some weather for you, Connor. Thank you all for your callers. Jeff, thank you. AJ, thank you. I appreciate you. And all of you that listen, that never call in. And I'll bump into you this week. I know I will. Because you know, if it's Sunday night, I'm here at 8 o'clock. But till next Sunday night at 8 o'clock, Ed Raymer for the Evan Lee Raymer Show. Till then, I'll catch you down the road. Good night, everybody.